Go.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday it's not clear whether a ceasefire and hostage deal will emerge from new talks in Qatar. Israel's media says progress is being made as the country continues planning an offensive into Rafah, southern Gaza. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has a story.
The black people are so...
Netanyahu announced plans to convene his cabinet to discuss a push into Rafah that would include evacuating civilians. The United Nations warns more than 600,000 children would be in the path of such an assault. The southern Palestinian city of Rafah is now home to more than 1.4 million people, more than half of Gaza's population, many of them displaced by months of fighting. The United States says a humanitarian plan should accompany a military one for Rafah. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. and Britain have struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen. The strikes on Saturday answer a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia group on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. According to U.S. officials, American and British fighter jets hit sites in 8 locations. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to provide early details of an ongoing military operation. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Kyiv's defense minister said on Sunday half of Western arms deliveries to Ukraine do not arrive on time.
Since the situation is always dynamic, at the moment, commitment doesn't constitute delivery. 50% of commitments are not delivered on time.
Rustem Umerov made the remark during a televised conference.